CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The subcontinent, India, an election pointing the future, is very much the Prime Minister's future, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his BJP party. I welcome Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writing his column at the Wall Street Journal editorial page about a state election that points to a success in the next general election. Very good evening to you, Sadanan. BJP wins overwhelmingly in 4 out of 5 states, including the very populous Uttar Pradesh. But fascinating to me is the loser, Congress Party. Didn't Congress Party dominate the conversation for most of the 20th century? What's happened? Good evening to you.
Very good evening, John. You're absolutely right. The Congress Party was the dominant party in Indian politics for the first 50 or so years after independence. In a way, it sort of occupied a position similar to, say, the PRI in Mexico. There was only one game in town for years and years and years. And since 2014, the BJP has eclipsed the Congress. But the most recent round of state elections have really firmed the BJP's position. And they've raised question marks about whether Congress can even survive. Does it have a future at all, or is it like a company that's in the middle of being liquidated?
The new kid is Aam Aadmi Party, which did very well for an up-and-comer. What does it mean? What does it represent?
You know, John, the Aam Aadmi Party comes out of this anti-corruption movement that started in fact, the waning years of the last Congress government, around 2012 and 2013. And it started, it was a very unusual party. It started as a group of activists who were basically upset by the amount of corruption in the government in India and wanted to fight it. And so they set up a protest movement, and then that protest movement morphed into a political party. For the longest time, that political party only had power in one state, which is the state of Delhi, just as a sort of, but now it has formed a beachhead in Punjab, which is a more important state with more financial powers and so on. And so some people are saying that the Aam Aadmi Party is the party that is ultimately going to cannibalize the Congress vote and replace the Congress as the main rival to the BJP.
What is most surprising is what we're not talking about right away. The pandemic that crushed India in the summer of 2021 with the Delta variant. Reporting from that live to my colleagues at CBS, what I heard was so many people gone so fast that they had to burn the bodies in parking lots. It was a horror story. And yet, from what I'm reading here, Sadanan, if it showed up in the election, it showed up in Mr. Modi's favor. How so?
That's exactly the question I was trying to answer, right? Because on the face of it, if you look at the second wave and how it absolutely battered India, just horror story after horror story. The hospitals couldn't cope. People were dying for lack of ventilators. Like you said, bodies were being burned in funeral pyres. Some were just being tossed into rivers. I mean, it's really sort of grisly stories that emerge. And you would have thought that in a democracy, this may have some kind of impact on the ruling party, both at the federal level and in the state of Uttar Pradesh, which is the BJP. But instead, they have come back to power again. So there are a couple of explanations. One is that people in India generally have a pretty low opinion of governments, and they figured that, well, maybe if the BJP made some mistakes, that doesn't mean anyone else could have done a better job. The second sort of view is that even though the BJP clearly, in my view, bungled India's handling of COVID with a very harsh lockdown and so on, they were able to come across as caring more for the people. So their chief minister in Uttar Pradesh, who's the equivalent of a governor, was kind of visible. He visited about half of the districts in the state. He made sure that he went to families who were grieving and so on. And so in the end, the Indian people seem to have said to Modi that, look, no matter how much we may have suffered, we don't hold it against you. We still think that you represent our interests the best.
You also present the possibility that Modi's just a really good politician, that he's presented himself with a, what you'd have to say, iconic representation, spirituality almost. He's always very carefully dressed with with muted colors, a very pleasant demeanor. And at the same time, although his party can represent hard edges like the question, the nationalism question, Mr. Modi doesn't himself get blamed for that.
No, he's undoubtedly a skillful politician. And I think because he is also in some ways a controversial politician who attracts a lot of criticism in the Western media, including by me in the pages of the Wall Street Journal, I think we shouldn't allow the fact that he may come up with certain policies or he may even say things that are problematic for us. That should not disguise the fact that he is a very gifted politician who is very popular. He has his pulse on the national mood. He has, like you said, packaged himself as this caring, quasi-spiritual figure who is fully dedicated to public service, and he has the trust of the people. And so he's a once-in-a-generation political talent, and the BJP has really benefited from tying its cart to his horse.
My memory, however, since it's been some time, we talked about Congress, that Congress was weighed down by influence peddling, by insider trading. So that has to be part of the explanation for how high BJP has risen, because Congress has fallen down. Do I remember that accurately? And does Aam Aadmi point to Congress's abuses?
So that is definitely a part of it. But the way I think of the decline of Congress is think of it as a family business. In 1969, Indira Gandhi split the Congress. And since then, it's really been a party that is headed by a member of one family. And like we all know in the private sector, a family business can in fact be run pretty well. But what happens when the family member in charge is incompetent? And this is what's happening right now in Congress, where Rahul Gandhi and his sister Priyanka Gandhi, who are the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the children, the children, the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren of prime ministers, right? These people have had sort of this long and illustrious political lineage behind them. They're just not good at politics. But Congress as a party does not know how to exist without a figure from the Gandhi family as at its helm. So think about it. If this were a company, let's say this were Ford, and they figured out that whoever the guy with the last name Ford is not able to run the company, they would kick him out and they'd get a professional who knows how to run the company. The problem with the Congress party is they don't know how to kick out a member of the Gandhi family, and the current generation of the Gandhi family's leadership is frankly incompetent.
There's also, to puzzle, a gender gap in polling in India. The BJP has a 16-point lead over its rivals. What explains that?
A lot of this comes back to Modi and in particular his welfare schemes that he has rolled out. So one of the reasons that he's popular is that he makes sure that the poor, which is the majority of the people in India, in fact, they get things like subsidized cooking gas. They get, during the pandemic, they've been getting free grains, wheat and rice. They've been getting cooking oil. So he makes sure that the subsidies that have in many cases always existed, what Modi's been very good at is in ensuring that the subsidies actually get to the people. And women in particular are extremely grateful for this, because this is something, you know, in traditionally India, sort of traditional society, it's on the woman, it's her responsibility to run the house. The joke in India is that they always refer to the wife as the home minister. And so under those circumstances in that kind of society, the fact that Modi manages to streamline the delivery of these welfare schemes has earned him an enormous amount of goodwill among women. And so they turn out to vote for the BJP in even higher numbers than men.
Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute, writing at the Wall Street Journal editorial page about the politician Narendra Modi in success. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.